It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Russia and Georgia exchanged prisoners today, the first sign of efforts to reduce the tension between the two sides after their brief war. Georgia and its Western supporters are still waiting for the promised Russian withdrawal from occupied areas of Georgia. Russia insists that withdrawal is already underway, but there are a few signs that frontline combat units are moving. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in the Georgian town of Gori, and he joins us now. Greg, you've been traveling to Gori with the Russian military. Have you seen any signs that they are, in fact, withdrawing?
Well, I'm actually standing on a hill outside of Gori, and you may be able to hear the sound of engines behind me. That's the sound of Russian trucks and armored personnel carriers having been given the command to leave Gori to go back to Russia, starting up their engines and leaving. At least that's what they say. This has been put on for the foreign press as a show that Russia is indeed pulling out. But I can tell you, driving into Gori from South Ossetia just about an hour earlier, I saw absolutely no signs of withdrawal. I passed two Russian army encampments that seemed very hunkered down. If over the past few days there's been quite a lot of traffic, a lot of trucks and tanks on the roads, now they seem pretty empty. So that can only make me believe that the Russians appear to be here to stay. No signs of a large withdrawal.
Earlier, you traveled through the disputed area of South Ossetia. What did you see there?
Well, I was in the capital, Skinvali, and there appeared to be the start of a huge Russian reconstruction effort. There were engineer corps in the center of town starting to tow the burnt carcasses of destroyed Georgian tanks. The engineers were telling me that they were going to be rebuilding hospitals and schools and installing the infrastructure needed for people to live there. Now, of course, much of the city has been destroyed, and many of the houses in which people live are ruined. So it will take a long time to restore normal life in that city. But the Russians are putting on a huge reconstruction effort in addition to their massive military presence in the breakaway region.
Although all of this stirs bad memories of the ethnic conflicts in the Balkans in the 1990s, has what's gone on there in South Ossetia on that scale?
Well, I can tell you that if over the past few days I had seen a couple of ethnic Georgian houses being burnt, presumably by South Ossetians, today I saw a level of destruction on a far greater scale. There were many houses burning. This was in the morning. Usually this happens at night. And there were now bulldozers in these ethnic Georgian villages destroying the villages. They were pushing down walls, and it seemed to be a burnt-to-earth approach to wipe these Georgian villages off the face of South Ossetia.
How have the Russian troops been behaving since they've been in Georgia? There are some stories coming out about some misbehavior.
So I have to get on a Russian truck. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been speaking to the residents in Gori, and they tell me that the Russian soldiers have been largely leaving them alone. And in fact, they have been thankful for the help from the Russians, for their help stopping looting by South Ossetians. Now, when I say that the South Ossetians wouldn't have been there if it weren't for the Russians, they just shrug their shoulders. But there's a sense in Gori still of a fear that the Russians are going to stay here indefinitely. People are hungry. They're queuing up in bread lines, and they say they're unhappy. They don't know what's going on, and they're appealing to the West to help them.
Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you. Talk.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer speaking to us from a hill outside the Georgian town of Gori.